This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is the end of the week and into the weekend. Time for us to take a moment or two or three or four or an hour or two, depending on how much time you have, to listen to our discussion of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's here to go through the list, the top stories, the top people of the week. And so why don't we get started with both of those, the angle from the story position and the people position, Michael.
Yeah, we had a heck of a week to look back at. Number 10, as is typical, we have a lot of talk about the National Football League. Baseball is finished, and football is front and center, and there's a lot of basketball. But football is at the midway point, and people are talking. And number 9, we have the hospitalization of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At number 8, the Iran sanctions. At number 7, the migrant caravan. At number 6, the Antifa media personality threats. At number 5, Trump and his DACA ruling. At number 4, the deadly California bar shooting. At number 3, the Acosta credentials revoked. At number 2, Sessions resigns and the Mueller probe status is examined. And number 1, the midterm election results. That actually happened this week. The People Survey, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Sean Hannity at 8, number 7, the shooter, Ian David Long. The reporter, Jim Acosta, is at 6, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams, are at 5, Nancy Pelosi at 4, Robert Mueller at 3, number 2 is Jeff Sessions and Matthew Whitaker, and number 1 is Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of this past week's activities on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio.
All right, we're going to get to some of the people important on the list right after this. Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, so, Michael, on the list of people, we find ourselves once again focused at Sean Hannity. He and Rush Limbaugh appeared at a rally just for the election. There's the day before the election, last Monday, right, in Cape Girardeau, which is the hometown of Limbaugh. He was there to get the crowd going. Hannity said he was going just to be a reporter, but then he ended up participating in all of this stuff. There are people who criticize him because he seems to be too close to the action. Is that just jealousy?
I don't know if it's jealousy. It is to a certain degree jealousy. It's also some people attacking him based on certain journalistic traditions. But we're way beyond that point. I mean, people know that just because somebody has a show on something that's called news doesn't mean that they are a journalist. And Hannity, first of all, was called up to the podium by the president. Whether he knew that was going to happen or not, who knows?
Yeah.
But I just think that it's a lot of the other media attacking Fox and attacking Sean based on journalistic principles, when in fact Sean Hannity is clearly not a journalist. He is a editorialist, a commentator, a pundit, an opinionator who works within the context of a journalism organization, which is a tradition that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Things called op-ed pages and then, of course, the news pages. So I think maybe Fox News and CNN and these cable news outlets that play in the talk radio game with a screen should be clearer. The difference between the guy sitting behind the desk who looks like an anchor man and the guy sitting behind the desk who looks like a talk show host. I think that there's a little bit of fuzz left in that, but not as much as a lot of these people with righteous indignation would believe.
I think that's the whole thing. This is such a phony baloney discussion when it comes to the people on one side or the other who make claims or try to accuse people. Who the hell are they? Frankly, that's my question of them. I never have claimed, and when people say to me, you know, you're a journalist, I'm not a journalist. I never was. I was a newsman once. I read copy that I wrote and other people wrote. That didn't mean I was a journalist. And the definition of the word journalist is so overinflated. These people who think it's kind of like being a doctor. Oh, I'm a journalist. Really? What does that mean? And so accusing Hannity out of jealousy or whatever it may be, because he does have access and he does has created a personality or persona, he is, as you suggested, an opinionist, but he's a personality. Personality goes with what he does, what I do, what you do. Personality does not go with what the people who, Wolf Blitzer, for example, or the people that are on NBC News, ABC News, Stephanopoulos. I mean, all this, but it's become blurred, as you said.
Oh, it's very blurred. Even these people are personalities to a certain degree. The whole news
now
media.
They are.
The whole news media is part of show business.
Yeah.
We've lost sight of the separation between news and entertainment.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, a lot of the news departments and big media companies are under the umbrella of the entertainment department.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't even give NBC or ABC or CBS a pass on this. I think that we're long past the Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley stage of television news presentation. On the other hand, I do think that a certain amount of transparency and downright honesty is in order. I do believe that when people are giving opinion, they should say so.
Yeah.
And try to separate it from...
should we be doing that on this program? This is my opinion.
Yes, I always say that.
Talk radio?
Yeah, I always say it's my
Whenever
opinion.
Whenever you do a talk radio gig, you go on the air and say, I'm Michael Harrison, and this is my opinion.
Always.
Yeah.
I always say it's my opinion. And I even indicate it's my humble opinion, even though... There's nothing humble about giving an opinion on the radio. I mean, but the fact is, but one of my things is, hey, I may be wrong. I always advise listeners.
Well, who judges whether you're right or wrong? By the way,
well,
where is it that you're
now you're getting a little crazy? I mean, who judges if you're right or wrong? The reality judges if you're right or wrong. If I go on here and I say, you know, it's definitely going to rain at 4 o'clock today, and it doesn't rain. Well, the fact that it doesn't rain judges that I'm wrong. I mean, let's not become so oblivious to facts that we don't believe anything that we see or hear or feel or have learned over the years.
I believe everything that I say is true.
Well, you may believe you mean it.
I do.
There's a difference, Doug. There's a difference between lying and just being wrong.
Purposely, yes. There is. That's for sure. That's a great point, too, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
That's why some people pass lie detectors when they actually are telling untruths, because they think it's true. They believe it themselves. And a lot of people, pathological liars are really difficult because they seem to be telling the truth, but they've lied to themselves. They
so
lie
much.
To themselves and they tell you what they believe is true, and they're wrong. Yeah. So
one of our friends coined the term truth decay. Which I have used.
I like that. Truth decay.
A lot. It came from Holland Cook.
That's a good
truth
one.
Truth decay. And it is, I think we've seen, or are seeing, the decay of, or decline of the truth because of all of this. So let me just tag on to this. What happened with Tucker Carlson, this group that has threatened him, they've basically made him a prisoner in his own house with his family. I mean, at what point does this stuff, is it legal? Can they even go to his house and stand on his front lawn? I'd be having the police down there getting them for trespassing. But this, again, this whole business about how far does it go? This is just another example of what we were talking about a few minutes ago, isn't it?
Well, I mean, these are criminal activities.
Yeah.
Free speech is one thing, but if you threaten people, or you trespass, or you damage property, or you injure, well, that's not free speech. That's criminal activity. If you protest on the sidewalk with a sign in front of the mayor's house, that may not necessarily be criminal activity. But if you step on his lawn and you throw a rock, then you can go to jail.
Yeah.
I think that groups like Antifa and certain right-wing factions really give a bad name to the legitimacy of liberals and conservatives.
Yeah, it happens on both sides.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
And the news focuses on it, and the politicians and the pundits who seek victory as opposed to truth play upon that as an example of the entire group. All leftists are Antifa. All right-wing people are neo-Nazis. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Yeah. It's gotten to the point of being absolutely ridiculous. Okay, so I have what might be, and this is only a might, this may be the idea that I'm going to present to you in a few moments, may be the anecdote and antidote, both, to the problems we're discussing with who to believe and what to believe. The latest, this sort of reminds me, what was it, Ron Burgundy? Wasn't that Will Ferrell doing a TV anchor? And Ron Burgundy in a movie. Remember that?
Yeah.
couple of years ago.
I don't know the name because I never saw it, but
something else.
Anchorman.
Anchorman. Yeah. Anchorman, 21 after the hour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here overviewing with all of you the charts for the week of November 5th to the 9th, first full week of November 2018. A lot of things going on because of the midterm elections. We're talking about the antidote, anecdotally.
How about the dozy dotes?
To, yes, dozy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs eat ivy.
Whatever the hell
ivy do. Okay. So will you stop distracting me with that stuff?
So sorry.
This is something that debuted at the World Internet Conference last week. This was held in China, the World Internet Conference. The country was the first to see, this was developed by a company in Israel, an artificial intelligence anchor, English-speaking news anchor at the World Internet Conference. An artificial intelligence anchor. Yep, you may have seen this before. A computer-generated video. The audio is synthetic. But this is version one. If you look at the brochures, it reads that it was created by a cognitive agent, and you're not supposed to be able to tell that it's artificially intelligent generated person. Sooner or later, it does look like a holograph now, but they're going to create an anchor that will actually deliver the news and have no opinions. It'll be a machine that delivers
opinions to the people who program it.
No, that's a good question. How do you do that?
Oh, come on. No opinions. Huh? Like it has consciousness, like it has decision-making capability based on being sentient. That's a lot of crap. No, it's a simulated.
It'll succumb to the same things that humans do. Is that what you're saying?
It'll be programmed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can have a robot talking. You could even have with
some of the stuff you hear on the radio today sounds like it's robotic.
You and I could be doing a show right now and not even be us. They could simulate your sound and my sound, and somebody could be playing both of our parts on a keyboard. And it would sound like we're talking. You can make movies starring Clark Gable in a new movie. They could do that. Mm-hmm. And they will. The day will come when you will not be able to see the line between a real actor and a computer-generated facsimile.
But they'll buy up all of the... They've done that with John Wayne, Judy Garland, Marilyn Monroe. They pay the estate to use their image.
Right, but they'll be able to make new Judy Garland records based upon inputting into the computer every sound she ever made.
Yeah.
There'll be new Beatles records. There'll be it could be done, but it doesn't make its own decision. It's not going to sit down and write yesterday. It'll play it. The big thing in artificial intelligence, the big question is, does eventually an electronic system, a computer system, if it gets complicated enough, does it spawn consciousness? Does it actually become alive?
Yeah, that's really, really a big question.
And my feeling is, my humble opinion is never. There's two types of consciousness. Forget this word artificial. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence. Intelligence is intelligence. There's conscious intelligence and unconscious intelligence. That's really the way it is. That's even better than truth decay.
This is
an important topic, Doug.
This presenter works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, same person, the same image, and it apparently learns from live videos of news from other sources. I find that very interesting.
Other biased sources.
Yeah, other biased sources. But then the news anchor, the networks will love it because they have to pay an anchor. They can have the same face and body there and voice.
And they can make it pretty and beautiful and handsome.
Yeah, perfectly.
Fabulous. Perfectly researched.
28 past.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says it's been a difficult week for his California city.
Just 48 hours ago, our city experienced a tragedy that had national implications with the mass shooting and the loss of life of 13 individuals. And here we are just a few hours later, now talking about another crisis right here in Thousand Oaks.
As wildfires spread through Ventura County, thousands of residents were forced to evacuate, including some who had survived the shooting just 24 hours earlier.
And in the nearby Paradise, Magali area, a day after tens of thousands evacuated, dozens of people, many of them elderly, remained unaccounted for. Moments after landing in Paris for a weekend trip, President Trump called out French President Emmanuel Macron in a tweet, saying Macron had just suggested that Europe build its own military in order to protect itself from the U.S., China, and Russia. Trump called it very insulting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of the genius behind Talkers Magazine for decades, is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every weekend, go through the things according to the research at Talkers. Talkers.com has all of these stories listed, the people listed. And by the way, you can visit Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at Talkers.com as well. The thing that has escaped our conversation, I think, to this point anyway, Michael, the Jim Acosta story, number six on the people list, number three on the stories list. This seemed like a real fiasco. This guy's been, quote-unquote, asking for it, though, hasn't he? Do you think, I mean, is this retribution? This guy's been making a lot of noise for a long time.
Well, I'm split on this. I obviously will take the side of the reporter. I'll take the side of the press. I'll take the side of free speech. Okay. But that being said, I think that Acosta has been quite caustic with the president. And and I blame the president for not rolling with it. Ronald Reagan.
How do you mean?
I just think that Trump should just be smoother and friendlier.
He doesn't have a sense of humor, and he doesn't
just roll with it. Look, do you remember Sam Donaldson screaming at President Reagan?
Oh, not only him, but look at the way some of these the guys at CBS, Dan Rather, for example, used to go after the presidents, everybody. They grill them, ham them, skewer them.
Yeah, so the problem with Trump is he doesn't understand that this comes with the presidency.
He's kind of thin-skinned.
Oh, man. And that's like one of his... That's his thin skin is his Achilles heel, if you don't mind me mixing body parts.
That's okay.
He's got to understand that. If I were advising him, if I were sitting there whispering in his ear, I'd turn this whole thing around in a day.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I think he should sweet-talk the press. He should be nice to the press. He should be polite. He should answer the questions. Say, okay, I understand what you're saying. Let me explain. He's not capable of really getting down and communicating.
Well, he doesn't have any gravitas.
It doesn't seem presidential, and I know that term is overused, but there's a reason why you have to be presidential, because of the power of your words.
What makes him popular? Is it the manner that we're talking about and the in-your-face sort of stuff, or is it the policies and the procedures
that
are being put forth?
A little bit of both. There are people that like his personality. There are people who like sticking the thumb in the eye of the establishment. What they don't understand is he's the establishment now.
Yep.
You see, there are actually people out there who feel sorry for presidents when they're attacked. Don't ever feel sorry for a president. The president has awesome power of life and death over each and every one of us. They must be have their feet held to the fire. And this is not a partisan statement. I felt the same way about Obama. I used to have battles against Clinton all the time. You remember those days.
Yeah, I do.
When he was accusing radio of being hateful and all that. So this is the problem. We're living in an era now where if you just talk simple, fundamental, constitutional press and freedom principles, people accuse you of being biased. Everything is through a lens of polarity and bias and politics. It's not true. So I think that Jim Acosta was looking for it, and I think that Donald Trump fell into the trap, and I think both didn't handle themselves very well.
Well, Acosta's just looking to make a name for himself. I can remember, okay, here's what's floating in my memory. You ready?
Yeah.
I can remember Bill Clinton on an airplane being interviewed by a talk show host in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Rush Limbaugh's name came up. And he said something to the effect of, if you are really good at something or other, you do this. But if you're really good at being negative, then you get a job on talk radio. Something along that line. I remember the exact words. But he was making clear reference to Rush Limbaugh, who did manage to get under... Clinton talked about him all the time. He's the greatest promoter of Limbaugh of anybody in the country. And that was the time when Limbaugh was really making a name for himself.
Yeah.
And Clinton helped.
Oh, yeah.
Badmouthing. If you really want to badmouth people, then you get a job as a talk radio host. That was the line.
So you know, presidents being portrayed as victims just doesn't sit well with me. And Trump presents himself to his base as a victim of the media establishment and the political establishment. And that's probably what the strength of his popularity in terms of his persona is.
But who has the courage to say that to him? I'm reminded of the dinner that you had with the president Sunday evening last year.
I kidded around with him.
About this?
I messed with him just like I appeal to his outer borough sensibility. He's a guy from Queens. I'm a guy from Brooklyn.
Right.
And there's in New York City, there's what's called an outer borough sensibility. The outer boroughs are the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. I don't think you can call Staten Island an outer borough. That's a whole world unto itself. And the inner borough is Manhattan. People from Manhattan are different than people from the Bronx, Queens, and Brooklyn. So I basically, I did shtick with him. And he laughed. He loved it. He understood. That was, and it was a relief for him not to have to deal with somebody going, "Oh, sir, it's an honor to meet you, Mr. President," which I don't do.
No,
nor,
I wouldn't either.
Nor confront him about politics. It was a social dinner. So, you know, I was standing on the line next to him at his buffet. The guy was... getting his own food.
Yeah. I remember going to the bathroom with Bill Clinton at one event, going to the urinal, and somehow... And do you remember there were three guys? Do you remember... hold on a minute. It was at the White House at an event, and the tall guy who was... he helped you. Oh, I can see him. Mike Sponder.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah.
Remember Mike Sponder?
Mike Sponder is, remember, he's one of my lifelong friends. He's the husband of Ann Lewis, who is the right-hand woman for years to Hillary Clinton.
Right. Okay. So we're in an event, and you must have been at this event, too. I go into the bathroom. Bill Clinton comes in, no Secret Service, and Sponder's in there.
Oh, God.
And so... And it was hilarious, actually. And we just, you know, it was a silly conversation. But the reason I brought it up is because I'm remembering what you just said about, you know, oh, Mr. President, it's nice to see you. The woman that I went to the event with, been with me at a previous event at the White House, and so she goes up to the president and says, oh, Mr. President, so nice to see you again. Like he's going to remember having seen her before. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 43 past the hour. Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the people end of things at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, Ruth Bader Ginsburg occupies the number 10 position this week on the countdown. Number 9, Tucker Carlson. Sean Hannity is in the 8th position. Interesting, because those two guys both work at Fox News. Ian David Long is at 7. Jim Acosta, the news person trying to make a name for himself, number 6. Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams trying to duke it out to the point of who's going to be the next governor of Georgia. Number 5, they're tied for that position. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, new Speaker of the House. Robert Mueller is number 3. Jeff Sessions, number 2. And the President, Donald Trump, number 1, making himself, more visible. He's pretty visible, and pretty much people are at him one way or another. Interesting character, that Donald Trump. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This important national health care update is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. How much would you pay to hear better? The answer is almost anything, especially if we guarantee your satisfaction. So in other words, we help you hear better or pay us nothing. Hearing Help Express has helped almost 1 million people hear the sounds they've been missing over the years. And right now, we want to help another million people hear better. And with our free hearing consultation, we'll help you find the right device that helps you the best. If you're ready to start hearing again, call now and ask about our hearing guarantee, our free home trial offer, and free delivery. Yes, we even ship right to your door for free, and no tests or store visits are required. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice twice about cracking a smile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the stories this week from number 10 to number 1, just to put them in order so that we have an actual reference point as we have our conversations here. At number 10, sports talk radio is going on in the National Football League, some hockey talk early in the season, basketball season underway. Number 9, the fact that Ruth Bader Ginsburg ended up in the hospital this week has some people concerned. Number 8, sanctions against Iran. I don't know that anybody over here is concerned about it. I know the Iranians are concerned. What are they going to do about it is the question. The migrant caravan moving closer to the American border, number 7. Media personality Tucker Carlson is threatened, number 6. The Trump DACA ruling, number 5. The bar shoot up in California, number 4. Acosta's news credentials being revoked by the White House. Jeff Sessions resigns, number 2. And the midterm election results, number 1 this week. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, going through the charts, the events of the week, all the things that are highlighted. One of the great things about Talkers Magazine, if you go to talkers.com, is you pretty much can figure out what's going on all across the board. Regular news talk radio, sports talk radio. I don't know if the average person, though, follows, and I'll make quick reference to this, Craig Carton, who was a big morning drive personality at WFAN in New York, been on there for a number of years with Boomer Esiason, got convicted of some kind of investment fraud, and that made all the trades and also the New York newspapers. So
what do you mean by you don't know if the average person follows it? That's gigantic news.
Well, I wondered about it. There have been other hosts who have been accused, mostly financial hosts, been accused and convicted of ripping people off.
Major league story, a big time. First of all, it's a big radio station. He was on one of the biggest morning shows in New York radio, and a high-profile station, high-profile show, and he got involved in a Ponzi scheme and a fraud, multi-million-dollar fraud scheme, and it came out that he had gambling debts and he was paying money to loan sharks and it had all kinds of elements of sensationalism and celebrity gossip and the fall of a major personality and a bad boy personality. In other words, it wasn't like he was a...
He really is a bad boy.
He's a bad boy who turned out to really be a bad boy.
Yeah.
And, I had him on my podcast a couple of months ago, if you remember.
I remember that, yeah.
And they found him guilty on all counts. He could face up to 45 years in prison. The guy's a husband, a father. It's a terrible story. Young man in his, I think, his 40s.
Yeah.
Terrible tragedy. Yeah. And it shows you, one, what gambling can do to you.
Mm-hmm. It's an addiction like alcohol, tobacco.
Worse. That's terrible.
Yep.
Terrible
mm-hmm.
addiction.
All right, so now let's talk about something good. The MH interview, Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com, has a record producer. Now, this goes back to our roots. So take us into the conversation
Robbie Stevens.
People will go find it.
Robbie Stevens, who has been a friend of mine for a number of years, he dabbles in news talk radio. Matter of fact, he's a personality on Talkers Radio. He's sort of breaking into the news talk field, but he's a legend in the music arena.
Yeah.
He has been the engineer and the mixer and the technical wizard who's worked very closely with Yoko Ono for the past 10, 15 years in remixing and updating all of the John Lennon posthumous records. And he also is the producer of, believe it or not, Yoko Ono has had 13 number one dance songs on the Billboard chart in a row. This guy has produced them. Other people don't realize that the dance band called Ono is Yoko Ono. And in her 80s, she's like the disco queen. So they have this new box set, a re-look at John Lennon's Imagine album, and he mixed it. It's brilliant. And we talk about John Lennon and Yoko Ono on this podcast in a way I don't think you've ever heard anybody talk about them. And it's very, very good. At MHInterview.com, if you're a Beatles fan, you got to hear this one. I'm very proud of it.
All right. MHInterview.com. These are the sorts of things that people find. Again, podcasting has become a very specialized thing, and there frankly are not a lot of unique podcasts out there, but this is a way to get into the head. Just interesting, if you're reading a good book, put it down, listen to a good interview with the folks that Michael interviews. So Robbie Stevens this week on the MH Interview, MHInterview.com. You can also hear it at Talkers.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Good to have our friend, Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, one of the country's leading experts on scams, identity theft, and also our legal beagle when it comes to getting a bit of behind-the-scenes input, if you will, into some of the stories. For example, the fact that Jeff Sessions resigned, the temporary appointment of a new attorney general, the probe status of Mueller. So, from the legal point of view, can the president appoint a temporary AG? Why not? I guess would be the question. What's the story behind the story there?
Well,
It's similar to the appointment of a permanent attorney general. It has to be done with the advice and consent of the Senate. And so there are many people saying that even the appointment of a temporary attorney general is still the appointment of an attorney general and requires the same Senate confirmation or approval. So, and there is something to be said for that. You know, he's not just the acting. He was, you know, appointed to be a temporary attorney general, and I think there that is a legitimate constitutional argument. And of course, with the new appointee, the fact that he has already weighed in on the Mueller investigation negatively is certainly going to be a factor in the Democratic opposition. Although, you know, quite frankly, you know, he's not an unintelligent man, and I don't think he's going to do anything as temporary AG against the investigation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move to the media personality threats, like him or not. This has got to be illegal, going to somebody's house, keeping them as prisoners in the house. How are these people at Antifa, or however you pronounce it, getting away with this?
Well, you know, it is... I agree with you. I think this is there is a place for legitimate protest, and
yep.
They can even protest on public lands off of the property of the particular personalities. But at some point, it becomes an illegal harassment. It does become a disturbing of the peace. It can also be done to intimidate. Not to equate these things at all, but their cross-burning is a protected free speech. But if you burn a cross across the street from a African American, that has been deemed to be intimidation, and that is illegal. So I do think that there's a matter of degree here with the protests against various media personalities. That some of it, yeah, allowed. Some of it gets into the harassment and intimidation that the laws do rightfully protect us from.
All right. The caravan continues, lots of discussion about immigration, the DACA ruling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I find most amusing is the walkers are now tired and they want a bus to bring them the rest of the way to the border. So what happens when they get there? What legal things can be used to keep them from coming in here? Some of them have probably some legitimacy to their claim for asylum. So what do we do with the rest of them?
Well, the idea is, you know, the law does allow them to apply for asylum. And, you know, first of all, we've got to keep these numbers in perspective. The way, you know, the president and some have looked at this is as if, you know, we're being invaded by hordes. You know, it's only about 3,000 people here. So we do have a process for evaluating legitimate people seeking asylum, and a lot of these people are in serious danger, and they should be they should go through the legal process. The process can deal with it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. How much of the process do we actually know? In the Iran sanction department, what's the legal international law on this stuff? They said they're going to ignore our sanctions, and I'm wondering how much good luck they're going to have with that. We only have a few seconds. What do you think?
We've got the authority to make strong sanctions against Iran, and I hope they follow through with them.
All right. This week's Talk Radio Top 10, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Weissman, law professor and also law practitioner, been around for a long time, has good spins on these stories. Appreciate your being here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you suck, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.